here's a story from The World.
When the coronavirus first became a pandemic, the world shut down quickly. Many borders sealed up, and lots of people were caught stuck outside their home countries. More than a year later, some remain stuck, including tens of thousands of Australians. And they're struggling to get people back home to pay attention to their plight. The World's Rupa Shenoy has the story.
If you haven't heard about the many stranded Australians who haven't been able to get back to their country for months, that's not for lack of trying on their part.
It's a horrible feeling to be left stateless.
Kim Bramley was on vacation in Mexico when her flight back home to Australia was canceled. Then prices skyrocketed because Australian states have capped the number of people coming in and there are limited spots in the mandatory 2-week quarantine. Bramley connected with other stranded Australians online to raise awareness about their situation.
I just can't imagine this happening in the US. And I think that people in most other countries would take to the streets.
Celebrities and sports stars have successfully entered Australia, but thousands of citizens are still stuck abroad. Many have expired visas or are running low on cash. Others are separated from their children or dying parents. Peter Denhayton created a website where 3,000 Australians shared their stories about not being able to get home.
There's a lot of media attention when you count the number of articles, the number of times that people are on the radio or on TV. But for some reason, it doesn't resonate.
One reason is just fear of the coronavirus, Denhayton says. He left Australia to work in Germany and was unable to return for a full year. He was the face of an Amnesty International campaign on behalf of stranded Australians, and he testified as a witness for an Australian Senate committee hearing. Lawmakers said they'd have everyone back by Christmas, but that didn't happen.
We've spoken, of course, with lawyers, and nobody really wants to take this on. There's basically no chance of success.
That's because Australia doesn't have anything like a Human Rights Act or the U.S. Bill of Rights, so there's no legal basis to bring a suit. A group of those stranded abroad went to Jeffrey Robertson, a high-profile Australian lawyer based in London.
If we had a Bill of Rights, we'd be able to start an action in Australia, but we don't, so there's no remedy other than going to a United Nations tribunal.
Robertson is taking the case to the UN Human Rights Committee. It's an independent panel of human rights law experts. Anyone can submit a complaint about their government.
It's basic to international law that you have a right to return home, which you can't be arbitrarily deprived of it. And that's in the International Convention on Civil and Political Rights, which the Australian government, as with most other democratic governments, has ratified.
The Human Rights Committee, though, is not a court, and it usually doesn't act quickly, although Robertson has asked for it to take faster emergency measures. It also can't issue binding decisions. Australia would have to voluntarily comply. And the Australian government doesn't have a good track record of doing that, says Jane McAdam. She's the director of the Calder Centre for International Refugee Law at the University of New South Wales in Sydney.
Australia seems to take a more defiant stance. And indeed, Australia has been taken to task over that in the past when it's rejected the Human Rights Committee's assessments of Australia's refugee policy, approach to detention and the like.
For example, Australia has been criticized for human rights violations in the way it treats asylum seekers. McAdam says there's little chance of Robertson's petition to the UN Human Rights Committee succeeding, but she applauds the effort because she says it will send a powerful political message about human rights.
The fact that we don't have a Human Rights Act is a bar to so many rights violations. It's what's, in some respects, enabled a lot of Australia's refugee policy to persist.
Australia doesn't really care about what the UN thinks. I mean, its treatment of refugees is evidence of that.
Kim Bramley, the one who was stuck in Mexico, finally cashed in her pension to pay for a plane ticket home that cost more than $10,000. She got out of quarantine 2 weeks ago, where she says she felt like she was treated like a leper. But she says it's important to tell her story because so many others still stuck abroad think if they speak up, it'll hurt their chances to get back home.
That's what it comes down to. People are extremely scared.
Peter Den Haten was also able to return after scrounging money to pay for a business class ticket. He says despite Australia's traditional culture of travel, now Australians don't seem to care about those outside the country. Den Haten says people tell him the government's pandemic measures have kept them safe.
I would have expected that they would feel more empathy for fellow Australians, but I think that this really is an issue right now. Are you really Australian?
Den Haten says when it comes to the pandemic, it seems like Australians think that it's everyone for themselves. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy. From PR.